Hey, where are you going? Sorry, guess I startled you. Anyway, where are you going? Oh, why I'm here isn't important right now. What's important is... Yeah, no, I know. I said I was going to the movies with some friends. But they canceled on me, so, so what? Stop trying to change the subject. I will ask you one more time. Where are you going? College? Huh, that's weird. Because normally people don't take suitcases with them to college. And, I just want to let you know I noticed. What's that piece of paper there on the table? Yep, you know that I've always been faster than you, Rumi. Let's see here. It says, goodbye letter. Care to explain? Nothing to say. Don't worry. You don't have to say anything. Because I already know everything that's written in there. And I already know that it's all just a bunch of bullshit anyway. As you probably guessed, I've been here the whole day. But I wasn't, like, closed off in my room, headphones on, and aware of my surroundings. I know, and I heard everything that happened here today. Yeah, no, that's right. I saw that awful woman that was with you, and I heard everything you two talked about. No, don't even try to tell me some make-believe garbage about how you were just role-playing or whatever, because I know what I heard. Okay, then prove it. No, you heard me. Prove it. Prove that it wasn't real. Prove that just a little bit more than an hour ago, there wasn't a succubus here forming some sort of fucked up pact with you. Take your shirt off. Can't even muster up the courage, huh? You probably realize that I know that there's a massive pentagram drawn on your chest, and you know that just one look at that thing, and no one in their right mind would ever believe that a human made that. It took me a while, you know, coming to terms with it, the fact that something like a succubus could actually exist, but I'll worry about all that later. What's important right now is you. God, why would you do something like this? Why would you form a contract with these succubus and agree to be her servant for the rest of your life? What? Is it really because you're a virgin and you want to have sex? Do you really want to get laid so bad that you'd throw your entire life away for that? No, just don't say a word. I'm talking right now, and I really can't handle any more of your bullshit. I know that she said all that crap about how she'd let you keep living a normal life as long as you move in with her and satisfy her needs. Do you really believe her? Really? She's a demon, you fucking idiot. A demon. If you really think that she's not gonna imprison you in some kind of dungeon and, like, lock you up in a cell or put you on a leash and treat you like a dog or some other fucked up shit, then you're not the roommate that I know. The roommate that I know is smart, he's funny, he's nice, he's independent. Anyway, stop thinking about your dick. I know that she's exactly your type. Tall, dark hair, huge tits and ass, but you need to look past all that and pay more attention to the horns growing out of her head. I'm not gonna let you leave. You hear me? I know that in order to seal the contract, you have to have sex with her, so as long as you stay here, you'll keep being my roommate, and you won't become a sex slave. You're so fucking selfish. You know that? You only think about yourself, about getting laid, but did you ever once consider the people around you? Didn't you think there might be some people that care about you? People that don't want to go away forever? What about me? Did you think about me? How I would feel once you were gone? Don't you know? Don't you realize how much I care about you? I don't want you to leave. I don't lose you. Okay? Please reconsider this. Why do you suddenly have to get laid like your life depends on it? I mean, look at me. I'm still a virgin, and I'm not going around doing deals with demons, am I? If you just keep looking, I promise that you'll find someone that's not evil. Yes, I know that I always say that, but the reason why I always say that is because it's true.
Because you're fucking blind, Jesus.
No, that was nothing. Forget it. Look, I get that you're desperate. Still, that's not a good reason to do this crazy shit. But what if it's really important to you, then? Then how about me? How about you have sex with me instead? I know that I'm not your type, not like her. I'm a whole head shorter than you. I'm blonde and my tits aren't that big. But at least I've got a nice ass, I think. And I'm not a monster like her. I'm someone you know, someone you can trust, your roommate, your friend. Yes, I'm serious. This isn't the time for jokes. No, not like that. I'm not doing this. Just look. I want to be more than just your roommate. I want you. Sex with you. Okay? There, I said it. And plus, that succubus is only interested in virgins, so us having sex is the best way to get rid of her and the best way to make sure that you don't have any stupid ideas again. No, it doesn't matter that I'm still a virgin. You are too. Who cares? I know what I'm saying. I want to do this. Understand? This discussion is over now. Do you want to do it or not? No. No. It's not complicated at all. It's a simple yes or no question. Do you want to have sex with me or not? Yes? Was that a yes? No, I'm fine. We're finally doing this. Come on, let's go to my room. Yes, right now. I'm not gonna give you the chance to change your mind. You hear me? I'm not gonna let you go to that succubus if it's the last thing I do. Okay, so here we are. That's my bed. you've been here a couple times before, never for this reason. But you've been here, you know, that's my dresser. It's my stuffed animals. And so how should we. Oh, I have an idea. Okay, get on the bed. You heard me. Get on the bed. You stay right there while I take off my clothes for you. I'm gonna start with my shirt. Here. What? You look surprised. Yeah, I guess it might seem a little weird for a virgin to wear a sexy bra like this, but it's not very comfortable. I don't know, I just like the way I look in it. Do you? Thank you. So next, are the pants. yeah. Yep, that is in fact a matching thong. You think it looks good together with the bra? I mean, do you think that I look good in it? Them together, I really thank you so much. You know, I know this may sound stupid, but well, when I bought this, I was kind of thinking about what you would like, so I guess I'm happy that I was right. But if we're gonna have sex, it'll have to come off. So yeah, it has a zipper. I know, it's really cool. I know that they're not that big, but thanks. No one's ever called my tits beautiful before. Wait, I've got another idea. While I take off my thong, I'm gonna turn around and bend over. Oh, wow. I don't think that I'm gonna have to ask you for this one. Just by the expression on your face, I can tell that you really enjoyed that view. No, you're not gonna do anything. I will show you that you don't need a succubus to give you what you want. I know that you're into femdom, so that's what we'll do. And honestly, so what if I've never done this before? You haven't either, so it's not like you taking charge would be any better. And I've seen porn before. I can come up with something. Please, just let me do this for you. Okay, just lie back on the bed and I'll get on top of you. Hey, I don't think we've ever been this close to each other. Being this close to you makes me want to. being the only naked one here. Oh my god. It's even worse than I imagined. No, no, don't worry. We'll find a way to get this. We'll find a way to get this thing off of you. That said, even with that on your chest, I still think you're beautiful. I guess it's time for the main attraction. I'll just, fuck it. I'm gonna take off your boxers alongside your pants. No need to stall this out any longer. Oh, wow, there it is. I can't believe you're hurting this hard. I guess you really do like me after all. Hey, can I? No, no, wait. I'm in charge. I'm gonna touch it. Tell me when I do something wrong. I want to make you feel good. Is that pre-cum you're leaking? No, it's just, I didn't think it would be this much. I almost want to get a taste. Twitching. It looks like you really like this, so I think I'm gonna keep going and start sucking. Stroke the rest with my hand. What should I do with my other hand now? Feel good? Okay then. My tongue. Use it more where? Around the head? Like this? Like if I just twirl the tip of my tongue around your head, does that feel good? And I guess I can stroke your shaft too while I do that. All the way from your balls to your head. Would that news. Then we'll stop. We still need to fuck. I can't have you coming just yet. What? You've never had sex, so how would you know if you can go again right after? I'm not gonna take any risks. This is too important. Let me just get on top of you and... Oh, fuck. I totally forgot about me. No, I'm pretty wet, but I don't know if it's enough. Maybe I should play with myself a little bit just to make sure. Sit on your face? Yeah, I mean, I guess I could do that. But would you really enjoy that? Oh, okay. You say so. Oh, okay. You can start whenever you. Oh my god. What? Oh my god, your tongue. Oh, it feels so amazing. I never. Oh fuck, I never thought my pussy would feel like this. Oh, I'm sorry. My hips, they just started moving on their own, but I don't want to stop. So just tell me if you have trouble breathing, okay? Oh, it feels even better when I play with my clit. This is so fucking good. I think I'm gonna. I think I'm gonna. Oh, if this was just your tongue, then I'm dying to know what your cock is gonna feel like. Here, let me straddle you. Wow, we're finally gonna do this. I thought about this day so often, and now, even though the circumstances are kind of weird, it's finally time, and I think I'm ready. I'm gonna lower myself onto your cock now. Oh, fuck, 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 yeah. God, it hurts a bit, but, oh god, it also feels so good. No, don't move, don't, just touch me. My hips, my ass, my tits, anything, just touch me, please. Oh god. Oh, you're all the way in. Oh, you're so fucking big inside me. Do you know how tight I am for you? Do you feel that? Okay. Alright, I'm gonna start moving now. Just hold me until I go. Can I ask you something? kind of embarrassing to ask, but could you fuck me from behind? Please. I know I said I would take charge and give you what you want. It's just that whenever I imagine us having sex, I always picture myself on all fours with you taking me from behind. If you don't want to, I can just keep going and... Really? Thank you so much. Let me just get on my hands and knees. Put my ass up in the air for you. Nice view, huh? I told you that I was insecure about my tits, but I really like the way my ass looks. So I kind of want you to see the best parts of me. You can start. Just go slow at first. I heard it feels bigger from this position. Okay. That feels... Oh god, that's even bigger than before. Fuck, you're going in so deep. Start moving. Grab my hips. Please. Oh, please, fuck me. Just like I imagined. Oh, your hands on my hips. Your cock deep in my pussy. Oh fuck. This is so fucking hot. I think I'm gonna come again. Oh fuck. Oh fuck, I'm coming. I'm coming, I'm coming, I'm coming. Oh. Oh my god, the way you keep pounding me, even when I'm coming, it's so amazing. Oh god. Oh no. Wait. Stop. Pull out. You must be pretty close. And I'm not on any type of birth control. And I really want to taste you. So let me finish you off with my mouth. Okay? So much. It tastes so good. I want more. Oh, sorry. I forgot that guys get really sensitive after they come. But look. Oh, I swallowed it all. Yeah. really good. So, how was it for you? Did you enjoy it? Yeah, it was really good for me as well. Let's lay down. I want to cuddle for a bit. Hey, listen. I want you to forget everything about that succubus, and I want you to know that regardless of her, I've wanted you for a long time, and I've wanted this for a while. Fuck it, I'm just gonna say it. I love you. I've been in love with you for so long, and it's just that I didn't say anything because I was afraid. I was afraid that you'd reject me because, well, as I said many times, I'm not really your type. I didn't want to change things between us. I didn't want you to feel awkward towards me. I said something and you said no, and maybe you'd start, I don't know, spending less time with me. Maybe you'd stop cuddling with me when we watch Netflix. Maybe you'd stop playing video games with me, or... Really? You really mean that? You love me too? You're just worrying about the same things. That's... exactly what I always wanted you to say. I always dreamed of the day when you tell me that you love me. I'm almost glad that you met that succubus now, or else this day might have never come. Hey, remember what I said before about getting that pentagram off your chest? How about we try it right away? Yeah. Let's get in the shower. I've got a few different shampoos and soaps lying around, and even if that doesn't work, well, there's still other things we could do. Okay? Let's go.